This Providence wolf in sheep's clothing. Good morning.
I feel like I'm more of a stallion in people clothing.
What?
Like this song.
Is that what the words say?
No. It's called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing.
Oh.
But I was just letting you know that I'm a bit different than that.
It is way too early to throw out quips at me. Is that a quip?
I don't know what quip means, dude.
I'm not equipped.
It's a statement.
That was a pretty interesting statement. Good morning, Billiam.
Hey, how's it going?
6:17 now. It is Thursday morning. Steve-O and Billiam with you. We got Michelle coming up about 6:30-ish. She'll stroll on in here.
Stroll. Michelle skips. I've seen it.
Dude, I took a photo of her yesterday. What? Is that weird?
It depends on what she was doing in the photo.
Sleeping.
That's a little weird then.
Is that? Dude, she gets up really early to come in here, volunteer, hang out, and then she has to work her real job till 5.
That's lame.
That would suck.
She is hardcore.
She's straight up hardcore. Yeah.
Hardcore!
So, yeah. Anyways, I don't know why I told that story. There's no purpose to it
whatsoever.
So
yesterday, I took this picture of this girl who was asleep.
That's not creepy at all.
It was awesome.
Dude, speaking of sleeping, do you need to have, like, special music, or are there any things that have to go down in order for you to go to sleep?
I've gone through transitional phases in life of, like, in high school, I was really big into listening to music when I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then in college, I was really big into passing out while the TV's on in the living room.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm settling to, like, I just want it to be quiet and dark when I go to bed.
Yeah. That's me. It has to be, like, pitch black. If there's lights, like if the neighbor flips on a light and all of a sudden illuminates our backyard, I get angry. I get really, really angry. Because it's got to be really dark. And if it's not dark, I don't know. I was reading this survey. The reason I ask, it seems really odd to me. But in a new survey, 4% of people, that's only 4%, say that they sleep with all of the lights on.
Well, is this adults only that they surveyed?
Yeah, all adults.
Huh.
And I don't understand that. The survey says one in every 25 people they asked had to sleep with the lights completely on.
Hmm.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
4%. 4% of people said they sleep with all of the lights on. They also asked adults if they bring a teddy bear to bed. 16% said yes. Adults. These are adults.
I've got a large amount of stuffed animals.
Really?
Leftover from childhood, but yeah. I couldn't bear to get rid of them.
You couldn't bear to get rid of them? Oh, what? Where's my rim shot? Woo! Couldn't bear to get rid of them.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. That drummer sucks. He takes way too long.
Brick.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so the question is, what does it take for you to get to sleep? It's got to be pitch black for me, and that's fine. Also, being that it's summertime, if the blankets are warm, like, it has to be cold in my room.
Oh, dude, no way. Like, I love sleeping in warmth. I have a waterbed, but it's heated. It's a heated waterbed. And so that thing's always cruising to, like, 85 degrees, and when I crawl in, it's just, it's so nice.
Dude, see, I'm quite the opposite. It has to be cold. So if, like, the dog has been in our bed, or our kids have been, like, hanging out, rocking movies or something in our room, and it's warm, I get frustrated. Because it has to be cool, because then my body is going to warm it up, and so I better be asleep before it gets warm in my bed.
I think me being cold all the time has something to do with 0% body fat.
First of all, I didn't even know that they still had water beds.
Well, only the exclusive get to experience the water beds.
I can't believe that. I had no idea.
People, it's funny to me that people freak out about this because I met a friend in this semester at UNM, and we're hanging out at my house the other day.
Yeah.
The first time they came over, and we're in my room, and they went to sit down on my bed, and they plopped onto it, and they're like, "What? A waterbed? Who are you?"
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I thought it was normal.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't even seen a waterbed. I had a waterbed when I was like 9.
Well, I just
think it's awesome.
Because I never grew up then.
You have to plug it in still? It's got to be like heated?
Does plug it in. It's awesome. Because you got temperature dial. You can make it as cold or hot as you want.
I know.
And it's like being on the open sea all night long.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What?
How did we get
But not only is it a waterbed, but the sheets are cheetah print.
Stop it right now.
I swear.
You are serious?
Cheetah print sheets.
That is the creepiest bed I've ever heard of in my entire life. You are a creepster. No wonder you have that mustache. It totally fits you now.
Hey, guys. I have a mustache, a waterbed, and a van. Want to be my friend?
True story. Crazy Mitch. Hey, Mish.
What's up?
Welcome.
Hey,
good. We're learning all kinds of things about Billiam right now.
We're having quite the morning, are we?
Yeah. Well, a new study asked, you know, what it takes for you to go to sleep. 4% of people said they have to sleep with all of the lights on.
On?
On.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Off.
On. Adults. These are adults. 16% of them said they sleep with a teddy bear.
16%.
Yeah, 16%.
That's a high percentage.
And 1 in 6 say they rarely wash their sheets more than once a month.
Oh, that's I'm that percent.
You are?
Sicko.
Gross, man.
Dude, every other week. Yeah.
Every other, I think Chrissy's an every Saturday kind of gal.
Well,
so
I'm still building up the collection of bed sheets where I have to go out and buy them.
Well, yeah. hang on. You two are both married, so that's like your sheets get worn out twice as fast as mine.
Wow.
Because there's two people making it dirty instead of just one.
Well,
in a completely appropriate sleeping manner.
Stop talking. Too far.
This coming from the guy with cheetah print sheets and a waterbed.
You have a waterbed? You have a waterbed? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
He has a waterbed.
I don't know what to say about that.
Why do people think that's so weird? I don't understand.
It's just, I didn't even know this still existed.
It's like a rare dodo bird. Yeah, last time I saw a waterbed, it was like 1993.
Dude, high five. I just said I was 9. Something like that.
That was like 88.
Yeah. Yeah, 4% of people sleep with the lights on, 16% slept with a teddy bear, and 1 in 6 rarely change their sheets. But we laundry, you know what I mean? Saturday, you pull them off, you throw them in, and then by the end of, so you don't need multiple sheets because they're clean by the end of Saturday, and then you just make your bed.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Bill.
What?
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. What's it take to get you into bed? Lights on, gotta have a teddy bear, crazy stuff, or are you just kind of normal? That's me. I don't know. Relentless flood. Number one gun, the victory. Static Radio, Steve-O, Mitch, Billiam. Yeah, and Michelle's rapping in the background.
Sorry.
That's okay. Well, if you can rap away.
Throwing it down.
Yeah, that's, dropping some beats.
Yeah,
that's how Meech gets up in the morning with a few lines of rap.
Feeling like P. Diddy, always.
What?
Come on.
What song is that?
It's that song by Kesha.
Oh,
wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
I don't know Kesha.
Okay, that's the only part I know.
Me and her hang out sometimes.
Really?
With the cheetah print.
Yeah.
Stop it! You're just joining us. According to a survey, 4% of people say they sleep with all the lights on. That is so weird to me.
That's a tiny percent of people, though, and you just have to accept the fact that a tiny percent of the population is weird.
That's 1 in 25 people.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's a lot of people.
That's enough to make a percentage.
Yeah.
Anything can make a percentage.
No.
1 in every 25 people. It also found that 16% sleep with the teddy bear, and 1 in 6 says they rarely wash their sheets more than once a month. But yeah, my kiddos, they still rock teddy bears, but they're children, so I think it's okay. It's acceptable
for
them.
I think that's acceptable.
These are adults.
For for anyone 14 and older.
Do you have a teddy bear?
No, I don't.
Okay.
The only teddy bear I have is the one that Celeste gave me for my birthday.
And it's you don't sleep with it?
No, it's on the ground.
Okay.
In like a cute
I threw it
corner.
On the ground!
I recently rediscovered all of my... I have... like two of those giant trash bags full of stuffed animals in my parents' garage.
Right.
And I was looking for stuff the other day. I was actually looking for Legos in the garage. And I stumbled across these stuffed animals. And I was tempted to bring them home with me, but there's just not enough room on my bed for them and me. It's one or the other.
So random. So we asked the question on Facebook, what's it take? Like, how do you get to sleep, right? Methods for falling asleep?
Yes.
I used to be, like you, in high school, it had to be music. Some thrice there. Artists in the Ambulance. Good morning. 7:03 now, Static Radio. Steve-O, Billiam, and of course Michelle.
I feel like I'm in Beatles class right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you take that class.
You're in a Beatles class.
Yeah, dude.
It's so random.
Magical things happen in Beatles class.
Like what?
I learned about the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I made a friend.
I still can't believe you have a class that's like straight up about the Beatles.
I have a friend who took a class on Harry Potter at UNM.
At UNM, really?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know what the course number was?
I don't. I don't remember, but he took it.
What are you going to get your degree in?
Broadcast journalism.
Oh, man.
But awesome. That's the thing. I planned it, so I'm done with my major. All I'm doing this year is just random electives. So
nice.
I'm going as
smart man.
As interesting and as little work as possible.
And so, has this proven to be...
I registered for a class this summer. It's an urban legends class.
No what? Way.
Yes.
That's so cool.
That's all it's about.
Unbelievable. That is amazing. See, if there were classes, I would go back to college for classes like that.
The only thing that sucks is you have to pay like $750 for a class at UNM now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's expensive there.
That's why I'm not in college.
That's why I'm so poor.
What about the scholarship of awesomeness? Don't you have a good GPA? You can't get like a good scholarship?
I'm not that good of GPA. Come on, bro. You know me.
Yeah.
You know my lifestyle. I don't try that hard.
Unbelievable. Wow. Good morning. Welcome. It is Static Radio. Morning show. Steve-O. Mitch. Billiam and Michelle,
you got twice.
I'm here twice.
You got Michelle. I was saying, and Michelle, you've got a pretty cool story. Is what I was going to say.
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to. Okay, here I go.
What were you going to do?
I don't know. Let's see.
Fine. We'll do this first. You know what? Since you're so particular. We'll
Thank
do
you.
This.
I was just ready for this. Okay, so there's an accident at Gibson and San Pedro, which could be blocking the entrance to the base, so if you're going there, find a different route. And there is construction at Ellison between I-25 and Washington, and that is your look at traffic.
Yeah!
Wow! That was smooth.
Oh. Thanks.
You did a good job.
Woo. But this is where you play Cheers.
Oh, sorry. You already said that's your look at traffic?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porsche. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That's right. Solomon's Porsche, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus.
This is phenomenal music for this.
I'm telling you, dude. That's how I feel every time I go to SoPo.
I'm so happy.
Every time I walk in the door. And the laugh track in there is fantastic. Could you imagine if there's a laugh track in SoPo?
Solomon's Porsche, awesome. Michael here.
Michael!
Howdy doodly, neighbors. Oh.
Yeah. Thank you for owning that. You just absolutely owned that.
Dude, you're welcome.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Hey, can I get a Super Mario?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That is three shots Cuban style in an Americano. Therefore, it's the Super Mario.
That sounds like it's going to leave me hurting at about noon.
Yeah, it's Cuban Italian. That's why you just take the warp pipe, choop choop choop, and you like, you know. Go on. I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
Pretty much.
No.
May I have a Steven?
I won the Steven.
Yeah. Mm.
And can I have an iced black tea?
Oh, boo.
I know.
I'm going to call it something like the Black Pearl.
Black tea.
Can I have a Black Pearl?
Yeah, it's like from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. I think there's that raspberry one. Is that
okay,
black tea?
Stop. Michelle.
No, it's raspberry.
Michelle's starting over. Hold on. Michelle's starting over.
Okay.
You're doing this entire break like a pirate. You are. Okay? Solomon Sports, ready?
Yes. Go ahead, me matey.
Go ahead.
What are you ordering?
R.
Wow. R, are you kidding me? That was terrible.
I don't know. I've never practiced this.
You don't have to practice. There's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Come on.
I've never participated.
You are a failure at pirate speak.
Yes, I am.
Man.
Either Suave Sea Captain. Yeah. Maybe we get a Stever as well.
See that? You see that?
See?
That's the way you do it.
You are boys. This is not fair.
Girls can be pirates.
No. Uh-huh. Not often.
Did Keira Knightley was a pirate?
No,
she was a pirate. She was a captain. Did you see the last one?
And she had to learn.
Dude, she was like, remember she gave like the tonight we dine at... No, that was the wrong movie.
Yeah.
She gave...
was that 300?
Yeah. She gave that speech, you know, high-pitched voice, squealing.
Yeah.
You know, somehow all the guys were like, oh, yeah, this is very rallying and encouraging. And I was like sitting there like, no guy's going to step up, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was awful. It was awful.
She couldn't even do it.
She couldn't. Okay, fine. Just what do you want?
I just wanted that iced black tea. That's all I wanted, the Black Pearl.
Okay.
I will figure something out for that black tea.
There you go. Thanks, Michael.
Cool. You guys are welcome. We'll see you.
All right, man. Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Woo! I wonder how badly we interrupt his morning process every time we call.
He's like, it's them again.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude. You know, this cheer song reminds me of being a child.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. That was good.
Why?
I like that.
Why? Cheers is a show about people who hang out in a bar.
Let's talk about childhood. You're right. This is true.
I sang this song in fifth grade.
Wow.
Their theme song. I sang it in fifth grade.
All right,
the choir.
Children. Speaking of your childhood, here, let's get you ready for childhood. Here you go. All right. Let's talk, children.
All right. Well, this is definitely sung by a bunch of adults. But
yeah, but they were grown men reaching out to 13-year-olds.
That's true.
No.
So true.
Just to make it a little creepier. Yeah.
So I found this story on 50 things you should do before you are 11 and 3 quarters. Not 12, not 11 and a half. 11 and 3 quarters.
50 things?
50 things.
All right.
And
I want to know if me and Will have done these things.
And you know, I read through them and I really hope you guys have, because they're
all
mostly boy things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got a book, Jack and Luke, and it was like, I don't know, these dangerous things to do with boys or something like that. This huge book, and it's all just fun stuff to do with your kids.
Oh, I know it. It's like in gold writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty amazingly fun.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that my boys can say that they've done a lot of these things too, even though they're not 11 and 3 quarters yet. Okay. Let's do this.
Okay. I'm going to kind of go through them. Let's see. Canoe down a river.
Oh, I've done that.
Before 11 and 3 quarters?
Wait. I went whitewater rafting when I was a kid. Does that count?
No.
It wasn't a canoe.
No, because that's 43.
Ah!
I even fell out of a canoe.
Are you serious? Okay, so Will, 1-0. Go ahead. Number 2.
Find a geocache.
Well, I didn't even know about that till this year.
What is geocache?
Go ahead.
Is that like geography?
Okay, cache? So it's an app you can download, and it's this giant community of people who hide things just anywhere. Like, you could hide something in the mountain, a box with like an action figure in it, and then you leave clues to people on the app, and then you hunt with like a compass and stuff, and eventually you find these things that people have hidden, and you can either take them, or you can like write down a little logbook, or you can leave your own thing in there instead.
That's cool.
How cool is that, right?
Yeah, but when I was 11, they didn't have that.
Well, you should have figured it out.
I'm going to do that.
It's like a capsule when you're like, oh, I'm going to go bury this penny in 20 years. I'm going to go dig it up, but then you don't really.
Right.
Next is try abseiling.
Abseiling.
Yes, you guys have never been abseiling?
What's abseiling?
I don't even know what that is.
Just kidding, I haven't been abseiling either.
What is it?
It's like rappelling down a rock. Like,
why
a
didn't
cliff.
You just say rappelling?
Because
We've
it says
rappelling.
Try abseiling. That's what it says. I'm reading this. It's verbatim, word for word.
Abseiling.
I've rappelled down things.
Before you were 11 and three quarters?
Yeah.
Lies.
That's true.
Okay.
Jerk.
I didn't rappel until mid-school.
Really?
Least. Yeah.
How old are you in mid-school?
I think you're like 12.
You're like,
oh, okay.
12
fail.
Or 13.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cook on a campfire?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Well, yeah.
Come on, that's easy. Give us some real ones.
Try bouldering. Opposite of abseiling with no rope.
I mean, I climbed on things. Does that count?
Yeah, see, I lived in Four Hills.
I climbed trees.
And we used to climb in the...
No matter how long it takes, no matter how far, I will find you.
And I can't see this movie now because of that.
Why?
Because I'm just going to think of that the entire time. Like, when is it coming?
Well, you'll know because they get to the big waterfall.
I have a feeling somebody will go missing and then he'll say that.
Dude.
Have you seen that movie?
You've never seen that movie either?
Oh, Will, you always let me take the fall for these things.
It's because I don't want to get talked to by Stever.
I'm telling. Stever! he's blinking.
Hey, man.
Hello?
Hello, Stever.
He's so upset.
Billiam hasn't seen Last of the Mohicans either.
Yeah, that's... he needs a few days off.
Yeah. You guys really, really, really need to make that a homework assignment.
It sounds like I don't have the option.
You really
I have to take a couple days off. And...
It's part of working here.
The Mohicans?
Apparently not. I don't know. Yeah. Last Mohicans. All right.
I just...
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just kind of turned off by it because there was that other movie, like Dancing with Wolves
right.
or something.
No, I didn't
see that. And so I was like, okay, this is going to be lame.
Whoa,
like this other thing.
And the cover art is so similar.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I don't really want to see it because it looks like that one.
Exactly. I will say this, for those joining in, if you haven't seen it, I can't necessarily say I can recommend it because it's about war. So there's some pretty crazy stuff that happens in said war.
Killing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not like Dances with the Wolves. Dances with
Which
Wolves.
Which I also didn't see. Just
my mom took me. My mom took me because apparently it was important. And so I had to see it at the movie theater. And it was like 3 hours.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it was awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I said it. It was awful.
It was awful. That's why I didn't want to see the other one.
Yeah.
Last
totally week. Different.
Last Mohicans, yeah.
Totally
yeah,
different.
Dances with Wolves, too.
Dances with Wolves, too.
Dude, I'm telling you. Telling you. Anyways. 7:30 now. You're listening to Static Radio. Steve-O, Billiam, and Meesh.
My name changes every time.
Every time.
I'm okay with that.
It's either Meesh, Michelle.
Dude.
Mitch.
Mothageddon has made it to Rio Doso.
Oh.
According to Rich.
Good.
Maybe they'll go away from Albuquerque.
Yeah. I haven't seen that many. I've seen like 4. So
yeah.
That's good. What are we listening
this
to?
This is the theme song.
We're getting ready to go into battle.
The Mohicans. And he's running. And he's got his weapon.
Is it Scottish?
Here's what Scottish? You need to realize.
Well, there's a bagpipe.
That's what I'm assuming. Are they Scottish?
It's like Mohican Braveheart, okay?
Why are there bagpipes?
You are ruining my joy right now.
No, I'm not. I'm pointing out the obvious. Why are there bagpipes if they're not Scottish?
You know what? You're going to see this movie, and I hope you cry your eyes out. And you're going to go, that's the greatest movie.
That's what happened to me when I watched The Patriot, because I didn't move a muscle.
Did you like that movie?
I ended up liking it.
Okay. Then definitely see Last Mohican. It's a similar style in a sense that it's like, ooh, it's about war. And it's like,
and there's a love story.
But then there's like this incredible story.
Is it a love story?
I plead the fifth on that one.
I'll just go watch The Notebook.
I don't know how to respond.
What is love?
It is way better. You know what?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Wow. Nice. 505-338-3700. The phone lines are open. It is Thursday morning.
If you want to yell at me for not seeing The Last of the Mohicans.
You know what? I'm just saying. Well, I'm just...
There are more important things in the world.
There are more important things
in
the world.
Yeah, like Michael Grisby's comment on Facebook says jellyfish. So.
Jellyfish. Jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
Do you know what that's from?
That Last Mohicans joke.
No, it's
they have jellyfish too.
Yeah. Okay. Here's where I want to talk about. Here's where we're going. Here's what we're talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about childhood.
Yes.
And the 50 things you got to do before you're 11 and three quarters.
Which is just join Boy Scouts and you'll be set.
Pretty much.
Hey, I was in Cub Scouts for a week, literally. And
really?
Then...
Didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out.
Didn't work out. I want to go geocaching. I want to do that.
It's awesome.
So you basically get an app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just follow it around?
Yeah, well, there's you can either choose to just hunt stuff, or you can be someone who actually, you can set up your...
I almost just want to keep playing the Ataris.
Seriously, dude.
Good morning, 802 Now, Static Radio. Steve-O, Billiam, and Sean Ambergy joining us from New Beginnings Fellowship.
Yawn.
In good morning. Los Alamos. Hey, buddy.
It's good to be here, man.
It's good to have you, my friend.
I had fun listening on the way down this morning.
Yeah?
You know, good drive time.
Yeah.
Hour and a half road trip.
That's a pretty big road trip, my friend.
But
you do that every time.
Dude, I get to come down when the sun's rising. It's beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Get to worship the Lord a little bit, listen to you guys talk about crazy stuff.
Like,
I started looking for some geocaching things on my way down here from Los Alamos.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, there's nothing.
Anything?
Oh. No.
Dude,
no.
This is a pretty...
Somebody rated it.
This is a pretty good city for that because we have so much random terrain.
Yeah. Right.
Mountains and mesa and city.
Is geocaching big in Albuquerque, though? Do we know?
I don't know. I honestly haven't done it since tour because it takes some time. Like, you gotta have a good afternoon to kill to go out and hunt stuff.
That's gonna become the new Saturday afternoon thing. I'm thinking with my kids.
Nate Hook says, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and The Last Crusade are both biblical history, right?
Yes. No.
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 They're Indiana history.
Yeah. I mean, the Ark of the Covenant is in the movie.
That's true. He found that one.
And the Holy Grail is in the movie. I highly doubt, though, that if you open the Ark of the Covenant lid, that crazy, scary lady would fly around the room and melt people's faces.
What about the scene with the Carpenter's Cup?
Yeah. I loved that.
See, that's...
That's cool.
That's kind of biblical.
Kind of, until he drank the water and became immortal.
So you've never done geocaching,
huh? No, are you a geocacher?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of geocaching.
You're not a fan?
No.
Why?
We actually went camping last summer with some friends from our church up in Durango.
Uh-huh.
And they are geocachers. And we thought, we'll try
it. This will be fun.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's something their kids look forward to. And so, like, we'll check it out. And they had, you know, printed out like five or six different pages of all these different places that we were going to go. And it seemed like every one we went to was like either not there or there was nothing in it. Like, it was somebody had raided the geocache arc.
Dude.
So it's like lame, like crazy
all
stuff.
All that for nothing.
Yeah, like we'd hike up into these mountains and you're looking for this and you'd get there and either you couldn't find it, you know, or there was nothing there, or somebody stole it, or whatever. And so there's some of them, I guess, that are good, but I don't know if, you know, just based on the location that we were at, you know, up above and below Durango area doing that, you know. But
that's why bad people shouldn't play geocaching, because they make it worse.
Well, no, that's part of the adventure, because it's kind of like Indiana Jones, because there's like the evil, like, the treasure thieves or whatever.
The thugs that are always racing against you.
Yes!
And then you have to fight them on boat jeeps as you're driving through the forest with your sword that you brought with you.
Yeah! I love it.
So I guess the whole point of geocaching, you're supposed to take something. When you take something out, you put something else back in.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, yeah.
Like an exchange.
Didn't you see the beginning
program.
Of Raiders of the Lost Ark? You've got the bag
That's
of sand.
Right. That's
and
right.
You gotta,
You've
like,
got to balance whoop! It.
You got to put the sand back on it so the boulder doesn't crush you.
Exactly.
Just saying.
So, I think people are like, what can I pull out of here that's cool? And what lame thing can I put in here that I really don't need? Look, I've got pocket lint.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not cool.
So,
I have a collection of bottle caps.
See, that would be something cool,
yeah.
You know, that you could put in there.
But I don't ever want to get rid of them. My wife goes crazy because I collect them because I want to make a painting out of them.
You know what we should do?
Huh.
We should take a handful of these static radio rings.
Yeah.
And go put them, go find some of these geocaches here locally and put them in there.
Just static rings?
Yeah, these static rings.
They'd be pissed.
Why not? Dude, I stole like five of them
because you're
in
just
here
talking
one day.
About lame things.
Dude,
and whereas that's not lame.
Dude.
Are you kidding me? All day for that when they can just come to the studio?
Do you know how many people ask me where they can get a static radio ring?
That's true, actually. We don't have those. We don't make them anymore, huh? So I guess it is kind of like a collector's item.
I found them randomly in a box in here one day when we were in the studio, and I was sitting here, and you and Matt had your back turned, and I asked the Lord to forgive me.
Uh-huh. And you nabbed it.
And I took like five of them, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, five?
Yeah, but it's,
dude,
I just figured it's advertising. You know?
You're not
dude.
Welcome anymore.
Promoting.
Yeah.
By
dude,
the way, thanks,
totally
for,
cool.
thanks for the t-shirt last week.
Walking billboard, yeah.
And Sterling loves his as well.
Yeah, he called in. He
Good.
Called in, and it fits him apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
A 2X?
So what he said, he says it fits great.
He's a big boy.
Either that, he's being really nice, because he's one of the nicest guys in the world.
He really is
so,
really nice. I love that guy.
Steve O. Billiam and our dear friend Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. And speaking of, Project 86, Righteous Vendetta and Willett. Going to be playing April 28th. That's this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday.
7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $10 at the door. And you can check out all the details at NBFLA. We had a request on Facebook from our boy, Elucent. He said, play my jam. He wrote this for his wife, I think. Something like that, right? Wrote this for his lady? And is that what he said on Facebook?
Oh, I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. I wasn't
listening to you. I was busy.
So can you play my jam this morning?
It's such an amazing song. Much love, bro.
I just
bro.
Made that up.
He said nothing about writing it for his wife.
I
Where
made
did that come
up.
From?
Totally made it up. Totally made it up. Beautiful life.
By Elucent?
It could be about a wife, something, because it's a beautiful life. Maybe
beautiful
it's because it
life.
Said a beautiful life, and I thought wife, but maybe he's just talking about, like, I'm going to play the song.
Check out, I got
to play the song.
The beautiful wife.
Yeah, hey, speaking of locals, don't forget Battle of the Bands. It's going down June 8th, and your chance to get your band submission in still. I'm calling out our boy Elucent. He hasn't submitted for the Battle of the Bands, huh? You know how amazing it would be to see this live?
That would be cool.
I would love to see that live. So anyways, Battle of the Bands going down June 8th. You can submit your songs to us at mystaticradio.com if you would like to get in on the Battle of the Bands. It's $50 for a song submission. But I'm telling you, the finalists are going to be playing a showcase June 8th at the Lobo Theater. Spoken's going to be playing there.
Wow.
They're also going to be... Yeah. They're also going to be judging and kind of coaching and helping out with everything.
Cool.
So it's going to be a really good night. And some of the Battle of the Band prizes include professional studio time here at Studio 150. You know, no big deal. People like Aaron Gillespie doing their next worship project
That's
here.
Nice.
And, you know, yeah, exactly. So
be able to say
you
that
know,
you, I mean, you know, did your recording there.
No big thing. No big thing. But, yeah, so studio time, morning show time, also opening act time on a future static event. You never know, whether it's Freedom Fest or something, you know,
yeah.
something.
Cool.
We're going to be doing a lot of cool things with the Battle of the Bands. That's actually how Billiam, his band, won our Battle of the Bands.
Yeah,
many
dude.
Moons ago.
And mainly the factor was just how awesome we were.
You guys were amazing. Truly. We had no idea who you were. And now you're the music director.
People still have no idea who we were.
Who were you?
Exactly.
Thaddeus. Come on. We saw the Thaddeus sticker.
Thaddeus,
yeah,
bro.
He was the mohawked kid in Thaddeus. You're a what? Yeah. Yeah.
Sean's face just looks like so surprised.
How crazy is that? Locals rule here at Static Radio. You can get all the details on the Battle of the Bands and get your artist submission in now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Serious.
MyStaticRadio.com. Local artist right now, our boy Elucent. Song called A Beautiful Life. Static.
Locals rule. Rule on Static Radio. Got a band? Want some airplay? Submit now under the Locals Rule section at mystaticradio.com.
True story. Locals do rule around here. And our boy Lucent did not request his own song. I was looking at Facebook. It was J-Dub that requested it. But he's got a Lucent's thing as his photo. So I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention. I'm not going to lie.
It's cool.
But yeah, that's an amazing track right there. A Lucent, A Beautiful Life. Local artist from Santa Fe. And dude, since you're listening, submit your song for the Battle of the Bands. I want to see some cool artists there. You know what I mean? I don't want like the same five rock bands there. I want to see some cool hip hop represented. I want to see some cool banjos represented. We got some good submissions so far. We really do. Yeah. I think the Battle of Bands is going to be absolutely incredible. So
I'm getting pumped on it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going down Friday, June 8th. Mark that on your calendar. That's the night of the finals. The big finale showcase.
But if you want to submit and be a part of it, you got to get it in by May 11th.
That's right. May 11th is the deadline, all you local artists. And we've got some really good submissions so far. I'm amped. And but we want to hear more. We want diversity. I would love to. That'd be crazy cool if our boy Lucent or, you know, Relicus or some local, like, hip-hop artist.
Totally. Albuquerque and Santa Fe, we've got a pretty good local scene.
We really do.
I mean, it's kind of the flavor
here. The alumni.
The alumni, exactly.
Got some great local, So, anyways, you can get in at mystaticradio.com. And, joining us in studio right now, our boy Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project. What up?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really well.
You're doing really well?
This Battle of the Bands is going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing. We're excited. We want to promote local artistry that doesn't suck. You know what I mean?
There's so much talent out there that we just haven't had a chance to even look at.
Dude, the Bible says we are created in the image of God. We're created in His image. And if we are created in the image of the Creator, who had the capacity to make all of this glorious universe that we see, the stars that shine and pour forth God's speech, then obviously we have some creative talent within us as well if we are created in His image. You know what I mean?
Are you guys going to have outtakes of like the American Idol floppers though?
No, probably not. But you know what? To be honest, we haven't had any American Idol floppers send in anything yet.
No, I don't think so. Nothing that's really like...
Like, man, this is bad. We really have... That's delegated to New Music Tuesday. Because we have had some there. However, you know what? For the Battle of the Bands, you can tell that these artists that are sending in their stuff are serious. And even if the demo quality sucks, it still shines through. Like, man, that's really hooky. And if they got professional recording on that, you know what I mean? So we're not even looking at the recording quality. Man, you could do it on a YouTube video in your living room and submit it for all we care. We want to hear, you know, your creative talent shine through. And so, yeah, that's why we're doing Battle of the Bands. We want the local community to be like blown away by some of the talent that they're not seeing right now.
Do you think I could get away with entering the competition again with my new band?
Why not?
Because I think I'm supposed to be a judge.
Oh, well, then you couldn't be a judge.
No.
I say one or the other. Either you're a judge or you submit.
Dang.
Yeah.
You heard me. Fun.
That would be awesome.
I kind of want to do that now.
Yeah. That'd be really awesome, actually.
I wouldn't expect to win, though.
Because you're all math rock. It's like nerdy cool, and everybody's like, I don't get it.
Hey, I express God's self-image through my math rock.
An 11/16th time signature. Oh, man. Clay Schraub from the Aspen Project. What are you doing? You're Facebooking it up.
I am. You know, we have a pretty big event tonight. We're starting the mentorship. It's an introduction to the mentorship program.
That's right.
Going into the group homes. It's tonight at 6:30 at the LifeQuest building.
Okay.
And the cool thing about this is if you find that God is leading you necessarily not to be a mentor in a group home, you also have the opportunity to join up with LifeQuest and go into the juvenile detention centers and mentor a child there.
Yeah.
And a lot of these kids, as they get out of the juvenile detention centers, are going into these group homes. So you're going to find that in a lot of cases, it's the same kids.
Right.
And It's a great way to imprint Christ on a child's heart. And it's tonight at 6:30. And I'm just going to give you the address real quick. It'll be on our Facebook. You can call me. But it's at the LifeQuest building, and that's on 4020 Edith Boulevard. And that's 87107.
All right.
It's going to be a heck of a good time, though. It's going to be introducing people how to life coach a child.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you guys can do some geocaching with children.
You know what? We tried that once.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you.
See, I think
it was hard to get air holes in the geocache.
Wow.
Geocaching with children is just kind of like Easter egg hunts because, yeah. I mean, there's not a whole lot of capacity there.
I think I just got what was eyeballed. I don't mean geocaching with children as the prize. I meant taking children alongside and mentoring them.
How to use a GPS unit. I got what you meant. That ain't what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Just listen for the cries.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's still called kidnapping and illegal in all 50 states. So, wow. So Aspen Project, aspenproject.org, or of course 410-4460, your phone number.
Yes.
410-4460, and big event tonight, the preparation for mentoring a child.
You know, life coaching is such an important thing.
Yeah.
And I think God called it discipleship.
Yeah.
Come join us, and if you know someone who would be good at this, tell them to come as well. Come check it out. If it ain't for you, don't have to come back.
Dude, let me be honest. As a kid who grew up with a dad who died when I was 6 years old, I had this wicked sense of entitlement, and I was kind of a jerk face. You know what I mean? I really felt like the world owed me something, and I didn't have that mentor, that dad, that older brother to come alongside me. I had a single mom, you know, and because of that sense of entitlement, life was pretty rough for me for a long time because it took a lot to knock that off my shoulder, you know, this sense of entitlement, like the world owed me something because I don't have a dad, you know. And this is one way that you can get involved in the life of a child who, man, without this mentoring, without someone to come alongside them, you never know what road they may go down. I am so thankful for the grace of God shown in my life because I made some really, really stupid mistakes because I believed I had this, you know, the world owed me something attitude, and it was awful. It was awful.
You know, a lot of times that self-entitlement, though, is a way of you protecting yourself because you're hurt.
Yeah.
And for someone to come alongside any of these kids and just let them know that not only are they loved unconditionally by the creator of the universe, but also, you know, we as Christians, we come alongside them and we love them where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monica brought, last year, to Sunrise Service, like 18 of these kids, 13, 18, I can't remember. Two of them went forward. And to this day, they're still talking about it.
Awesome.
So, you know, and that was one day.
Right.
Think if we get a whole group of people going in and loving on these kids once a month.
Right.
So we need you. So please give me a call. Show up. LifeQuest. Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah.
And thank you, Static Radio, for giving us a platform to announce.
Yeah, of course.
Because these kids need us.
Yeah, dude. 410-4460, the phone number, and all the details at your Facebook page, right?
That's right.
So we'll link it up at ours, of course, if you're a fan of Static. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We will give you the link to the Aspen Project.
So and if you're not, shame on you.
Yeah, if you're not, what? Why are you even listening? Seriously. Come on. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll link it. The Aspen Project. Clay, thanks, man.
Thanks, bro.
You are amazing. We're going to talk more about geocaching. I've tried to get a hold of Matt Lott from Waverly. I'm hoping that guy calls soon. It may happen. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster now. Open your eyes. Static Radio. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Open your eyes. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O, Billiam, and Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos.
Man, me and Sean had a reconnection.
He had a moment.
A lost connection.
If any of you listeners could have seen my face, it was one of those "Are you kidding me?" moments.
It was pretty touching.
You had to be here.
Yeah, you really did.
You had to be here to experience it.
The realization on your face that he was the same Will from Thaddeus from back in the day. Grace Outreach Center jams at the, you know, shows there.
Yeah, the guy who used to rock a ridiculously huge mohawk.
Yeah.
And I should have known, because if you see his hair now, the guy doesn't have normal hair now either.
Right.
I've never been able to have normal hair. It's just impossible to accomplish.
Oh, my goodness.
I immediately, like, I saw the look on your face, and then I looked over at Billiam, and all of a sudden it turned into a montage of you guys running through a field towards each other.
So much to catch up on.
and literally, that's what I did. I took the headphones off and I went over and hugged him.
Oh, I was like, really? I've needed you. I've missed you, buddy. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It was one of those moments.
It was one of those moments.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, after all this time.
Thebes must be watching the webcam because it said, forget Mothageddon, it's V-neckageddon in the studio.
Hey, I'm not wearing a V-neck and I resent that, Thebes. I'm wearing a normal t-shirt. I'm a normal man.
Righteous V-neck.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so Steve-O, Billiam, and Sean Ambergy.
Real men wear V-necks.
Yeah, not so much for me. I don't own a single V-neck.
You know what?
Yeah. Huh.
You do kind of have to have a man chest to wear a V-neck.
Oh.
See, I don't.
Or a tattoo, well, apparently.
Yeah, see, I don't have a man chest at all, so I covered it with a tattoo instead.
I don't have a man chest. I'm just saying, you kind of have to. Then you kind of have to have a look.
You both have already broken the rules. You literally. This is what you just did.
I'm working on it.
You have to have a man chest to wear a V-neck, and then both of you proceeded say, "I don't have a man chest."
I did not break it. I explained why it doesn't apply to me, or
I'm just saying
how I overcame.
Yeah,
not having a man chest.
I got around it.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm not nothing against V-necks.
I don't want you to be threatened by my sweet pectorals.
Except everything against them.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, to be honest.
The Temper Trap, I Need Your Love, brand new music from them. I love that song.
Dude, it's growing on me. That chorus, it's stuck in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need your love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that.
That's what I do when I'm at campus, at school. I walk around singing that. Just the same line to myself over and over again. Walking by a group of girls. I need your love. Keep walking.
Wow. 8:52 now, Steve-O and Billiam with you. And to my left, we have Sean Ambergy. Shambergy.
What's up?
From New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. And hey, don't forget P86. Righteous Vendetta and Wilt, they're playing on April 28th. That's this Saturday, 7 p.m. up in Los Alamos. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $10 at the door. And all the details.
And people hear it's in Los Alamos and then they get freaked out because,
far.
I can't drive.
You do that
Sean
every week.
Sean does it all the time.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah. Depends on how fast you drive.
That's true.
Hour.
Not even.
Really?
I've had people try and make it in an hour. I'm like, dude, you're crazy if you can make it in an hour.
That's pretty fast, yeah.
It is.
I highly recommend going the speed limit. I'm not going to tell you how fast.
It's 90 miles.
Yeah.
It's 90 miles.
That's not that bad.
Come on, isn't the speed limit like 80?
No.
What is the speed limit? 75?
75 for the majority of the way, and then once you get
to... an hour and 15.
Steve-O, how fast were you driving when you came out?
We were going the speed limit.
Okay. All right.
Obviously. I just thought it was a lot faster driving.
See, because myself as a pastor, I have extreme angels. I have extreme angels. I have specially highly trained angels.
They all have
that
like the really
me.
Crazy rappelling attire that are like bunching their ropes up into their. Okay,
Sean's leveled up further than we have. That way he gets more equipment.
Yes. Yeah. He's a level 73 priest. just kidding.
Oh.
So we were talking about things you said you would never do. It spawned from your V-necks that you guys are wearing.
Yeah.
Because you said you'd never wear a V-neck.
I did. I said I would never wear a V-neck.
And you're sporting a V-neck because your wife said, that looks good.
Yes.
You should wear that.
Yes.
That was me with the little tank top thingies. Like, this guy used to sport like tank tops.
I still do, out of the office because I can't anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? I got a few of those tank tops, and now it's like, oh, you can't do that here. Come on! I just actually finally decided I was going to do this.
Not even if I wear the static radio tank top?
Exactly!
Okay.
So, yeah.
Crystal Miller said I would never drive a minivan. Sigh.
Dude.
There's a little debate going on between Crystal and Natalie. Natalie says, I never will either. And then Crystal's like, be careful. I said that too, but they're so darn convenient.
Yeah, they are. I also said I would never, ever, ever, ever drive a minivan. We don't have a minivan, but we have those like sporty, like, hybrid SUV thing, you know, like the Jeep. We have a Compass, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a rounder, I don't know. It's not a minivan yet.
Been there, done that. I did say I would never have a minivan.
And you rock a minivan?
I used to have a Nissan Quest. See, and I loved it because it has the same engine as the 350Z. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but they're
you get
stupid
in and
expensive.
You're like, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Ours wasn't.
Oh, man.
See, do you buy new or used?
We've never bought the newest car that I've ever owned is the car I own now, and it's a 99. That's the newest car I've ever owned.
Samesies, bro.
Yeah, I don't get new cars.
I don't get
and
new
it's
cars
not
either.
That I don't want a new car, it's that I've never been on the Price is Right, so I've never won a new car because I obviously can't afford it. Well, so
do you mean a new car or like a newly model with 0 miles on it? Because I mean, a new car, you could buy a new car and it could be, like, we just bought a new vehicle, but it was a 2004.
I don't even know what the 2000s look like in car world.
Well, you know, one of these days.
Yeah, here's the fear is, you know, my beautiful wife is, I just found out, 11 weeks pregnant, not 10 weeks. And she's got that super sporty, cool Jeep thing. We're going to have to, like, cram those three kids in the back.
Yeah.
They fit okay, but now we're going to have a third kid who is going to have to, I don't know, man. We're probably going to have to upgrade and get a newer car, but I can't afford that. I can't afford that. I don't know. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Thebes because he commented on his V-neck again in the studio. And then he said, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And then he said, hard to act like a man when you look like a woman wearing a V-neck.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow. You know what? I'm sorry. I got to stand with my brother who, you know what? Obviously, Matthew 18, bro, if a brother is like in sin, you go to that brother and you're like, stop sporting the V-neck. And if they don't listen, then you grab another friend and you go back with the friend and then you both say, stop wearing the V-neck.
The V-neck's even more masculine.
Yeah. Dude, it's bad. Okay, I'm making a special phone call right now.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
You're on Static Radio.
Hey, awesome.
Yeah, Nancy Ryman, our boss's wife.
Our boss's boss.
Yeah. Now we're talking about things you swore you would never do. Like, I'll never wear a V-neck, and then I've got two guys around me wearing V-necks, or I swore I'd never drive a minivan. And
okay.
We're kind of curious about our boss. So was there ever a time where he's like, I will never do this, and then dun 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 dun, and turned around and he did it?
Oh, Steve-O, you're totally putting me on the spot.
I know I am. I'm sorry. You can say it. He's not listening.
I don't think he's listening right now. He's distracted by something in his office.
What's it? Something he said he would never do,
yeah.
And then he did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Standing behind a waterfall?
What?
Fail!
No!
Is that a good answer?
I get. That's the best answer you're going to get, but you're also going to get the price is wrong. Sorry. Yeah. No. Not the answer we were looking for.
What was the correct answer?
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking you. But thanks for playing.
We thought you might have something good.
Hey, that was a good answer.
Yeah. The answer we were looking for is Facebook.
Yeah, he did say he would never
he
do
said
it.
He would
you know
never,
what?
Ever, ever do Facebook.
He pretty much
really?
Purchased some pretty permanent real estate on Facebook after that.
pretty permanent
way to put
real
that.
Estate. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, I apologize now because you got the prices wrong, but you were so right. Oh. Yes.
For I need to be washed clean.
AJ Cheek, song called The River. Premiered that this last Tuesday for New Music Tuesday with Billiam.
Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday. Do you, what do you say?
That makes it sound gross, like Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Like, ew. I say Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It's not T-W-O, it's Tuesday.
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 Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday.
And Sean Ambergy.
Hey, yep. Sean.
What's up?
Save us.
What do you say? No. I want to know what you say.
About what?
How do you say Tuesday?
I say Tuesday.
Ah.
Tuesday?
I say it like a man. Tuesday.
Yeah, there you go. The V-necks, the guy, the man, Tuesday. The real man here.
It's Tuesday.
No.
How do you say Wednesday? I'm just kidding.
I don't know
what that is.
AJ Chica, who you just heard, actually guitar player for Aaron Gillespie, the Gillespie, and amazing stuff there. So that's from his Art of Letting Go record, which I'm sure you can find anywhere and everywhere nowadays.
Indeed.
iTunes, random places. We were talking about things you said you would never, ever, ever do and ended up doing.
Nate Hook said, I'd never go back to college twice. I did twice. I'm about to graduate once.
Nice. See, those are good things. Those are good things you say you will never, ever, ever do.
I think Catherine must have had kids because she said, I would never say because I said so.
And oh, dude.
Now she's lost count of how many times she said it.
Yep. How many times have you like pulled one of those things where it's like your parents said something when you were a kid and you're like, I will never, ever say that. And then all of a sudden it comes out and you're like,
I usually follow it up with a saver, you know.
Right.
Like that, like, Mom, Dad, why can't I do that? Because I said so, and because it's right before dinner,
right?
And it's going to spoil, you know, like...
Yep, pretty much, dude. Pretty much, I've said that one about
I guarantee you
times.
At some point, I said I would never be a pastor.
Ooh.
And I know that there was a time that I was driving through southern New Mexico because we had family in Odessa.
Uh-huh.
That's where I was raised. Part of my life is in Odessa.
Okay.
I lived in Alamogordo.
Uh-huh.
And we used to drive through Hobbs, America.
Yep.
America.
I love Hobbs. We're Americans.
Americans.
And you know Hobbs, they don't claim New Mexico. They claim Texas.
Oh, they're Texas. They're straight up Texas.
That's why they even say it. That's why it's called Hobbs, America.
Hobbs, America.
Yeah. There's signs. Well, there used to be when I lived there. There was billboards when you would drive into town. It would say, Welcome to Hobbs, America.
I like that. I like it.
But I guarantee you, at some point as a child driving through that town, I said, I never want to live here.
Yeah.
And God took me there for a year and a half to youth pastor, and it was awesome.
Interesting phonetics.
Things you said
Three
you
words.
Would never, ever do.
Renata said she would never read The Hunger Games.
Oh, dude, I'm reading them right now.
Never read The Hunger
Don't
Games.
Don't say that.
Well, I already watched the movie. What's the point?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife has even tried reading me, like she's tried reading me the second one. And I'm like, no, I'll just wait. She's like, but there's so much stuff that you're missing out on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll miss out on it and I'll watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's not me.
Yeah.
Little old
that
school.
That would be Switchfoot right there.
Yep.
Some old school Switchfoot. I gotcha.
Chantel did something amazing. She said she'd never skydive.
Oh, dude.
I will never skydive. I will never skydive. I will never skydive. I will never skydive.
Really?
I will never skydive.
Wow.
I want to do it so bad, I'm going to say I will never skydive.
Oh, so that you'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Why not?
Because if you know you're going to do it, then don't say you're not going to do
but
it.
But if it works
yeah, that's
in
like
all of the other aspects of life.
Spreading yeah. false conviction.
Yeah, something that you said you would never do that you later on ended up doing, like these grown men wearing V-necks in studio.
I am not a grown... I heard this morning that you're not officially a adult until 24.
This is a true story, actually.
Really?
According to a study, not that anyone aged 18 to 23 would ever believe this, but they're not adults yet. According to a new study. A new study found that people's brains don't fully develop until age 24. Up until that point, the brain is still in its quote-unquote adolescent phase, where it's less equipped to assess risk or handle things like drinking and drugs.
I think that I'm going to be doing stupid things well past the age of 24.
Yeah.
So
man, I am 34, and I am still doing things that sometimes I'm like, man, you are a responsible parent. What are you doing?
According to a massive new international study published in a medical journal called The Lancet, they found that people don't become real adults until age 24. And it's not that they just don't have life experience. The study found the brain doesn't fully develop until the age of 24. How crazy is that?
It is crazy.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off me because I've been freaking out about getting older and I just turned 23 and nobody likes you when you're 23.
According to Blink 182.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now I know I've got another year of youth to capture. And
I guess so, because according to this study, up until that point, the brain is still in the adolescent phase where it's less equipped to deal with the effects of drinking and drugs. Therefore, well, you should never do that anyways, but therefore, I'm wondering if that means they're going to up the like legal drinking age. You think so? Ever?
Maybe.
Never. Dude, we already have the highest drinking age out of anyone.
This is true.
That would be an interesting push.
Apparently, the brain does a worse job assessing risk, which is why people keep acting like teenagers, even in their early 20s, Billiam. And so, yeah.
You know what I think's crazy?
Huh?
Is you can drink and you can smoke and you can do all these things, but you cannot rent a car.
Right.
You can join the military.
That's because they got it.
You can join the military and travel the world and fight for our freedom and serve our country, but you could not rent a rental car.
Yeah.
So you're 25.
I had a frustrating experience with not being able to rent a car when my own burned down in Utah and I had no way to get home.
That's right.
That was lame.
Well, yeah. What did you guys end up doing?
Called my dad and had him drive to Ogden to pick us up.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude. Wow.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, like us, and chime in on the conversation. What is something you said you'd never do but ended up giving into later on in life? Like, we've had a few. I said I would never drive a minivan. Never wear V-necks, you guys.
Yeah.
I never said I would never wear a V-neck.
Yeah, I did.
I never said I would never. I never said.
I'm not ashamed.
Never said I would never say.
Of my appearance.
What did Greg say?
Greg said, listen to Christian radio and have kids. Now he's blessed with Static and two awesome kids.
Nice!
But then he adds, Pastor Sean was and is always on the cutting edge of coolness for a pastor dressing wise and preaching.
Who is this guy?
Greg Natoni.
Dude.
Greg Natoni?
Nice.
Yeah, you like
Thanks,
that?
Greg?
Yeah, except for the time that I went up to guest speak at your church and you had crazy black and blonde hair. You look like Trevor McNevin or something.
Hey, you remember that was when like I was wearing my
album cover.
My Bono jeans too?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wearing, they're not skinny jeans.
Nope.
They're close.
They're close.
Yeah. White
so,
jeans.
Cutting edge. Somebody needed to cutting edge your hair, bro. All right.
Dude.
You look like the album cover of the last TFK record. I'm just saying.
Don't mess with my hair.
I know.
You're messing with my hairstylist.
Somebody in your...
And
I was just
she
about to say,
will hurt you.
I know. I met her because she sings and does stuff at your church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is awesome. Three words.
I will never say awesome like that.
Awesome.
Ever.
You shouldn't. It's Ever. Mine.
So anyways, 505-338-3700.
But you're laughing.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Look at me. Look at me.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Jessica's pretty pumped that you mentioned Hobbs America.
Yeah.
And then she says, as a teen babysitter, she swore she would never have kids because she couldn't stand them. Now she has four.
Whoa.
And
wow.
And she says, quote, I live them all to bits.
I lived him.
Probably love.
Pretty sure she means love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love. Yeah. Static.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What up?
Hey, it's the Jets guy from Rio.
No way. What is up? West Side in the house. Jeff, right?
Yes, sir.
Booyah. Look at that. I even remembered your name.
He said it's the Jeff guy from Rio.
He said it's the Jets guy.
Oh, he did.
He said Jeff.
Because he was wearing a Jets jersey. How are you feeling about this whole Tim Tebow thing?
I'm kind of excited about it.
Good. I am too.
Yeah.
I don't ever give up on the Jets. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know what they're going to do.
I never had any faith in the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm actually not even a Jets fan, but my last name's
Jeter.
And so my kids, they love the Jets because it starts with, you know.
Like Derek Jeter.
Yeah. I do not.
You love Derek
like
Jeter.
I will fight you.
I think you have a Derek Jeter tattoo that you hide
you know
that
nobody
has ever seen.
You're putting me close to the edge because
I
always
said.
I will
never get a Derek Jeter jersey.
I always said I would never hit a pastor, and it's about to happen. So what's up, Jeff?
Not a whole lot. Not something I ever said. Steve-O, you're probably not going to like me, but maybe you will.
not a good prequel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. not exactly said, but what I've thought is, oh, I'm never going to like this guy Steve-O on the morning show.
Oh!
Look at that guy. No, but you're awesome, dude. You're awesome. I like you. You're awesome.
Thanks, man. Thank you?
Right?
Right on.
What's Matt been up to? Where's he at?
He is working somewhere else, actually. He rolled, so.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's all right.
So,
that's all right.
But, yeah, we're here. We're hanging.
All right.
We're sticking to it.
I'll still be listening to Static and Steve-O.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Have a great day, all Jeff. Right. All right.
You too.
Later.
See, Steve-O, everyone has a chance for redemption.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve-O, I actually have a personal friend
that
he would never come out and say this, but I'll throw him under the bus.
Okay.
I won't use his name.
Yeah.
But he is a friend of mine who said, I don't know that I would like that guy, Steve-O.
That's funny.
And then he met you.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him afterwards, and he was like, he's a cool dude. He's like real dumb. He's like not what I expected, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently, people expect me to be a jerk.
He's obnoxious and a jerk
awesome.
On the radio.
Yeah.
He threatens punching pastors.
Yep. True story.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't even know that if he's a Christian, he's got tattoos and piercings. And
what happens in the Static studio stays in the Static studio. It's like Vegas. Sure. Vegas, but.
Minus the webcam.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the microphones and the fact that we're worldwide, so I guess kind of doesn't really stay at all.
Sarah said, I would never believe in the word of the Lord. She's an atheist most of her life. He has surprised her and blessed wholeheartedly.
Incredible.
Love it.
That's cool,
right,
man.
There. That reminds me of like a Lee Strobel who set out to, you know, he was a lawyer who set out to basically trash Christ. So he was presenting a case against God. And unfortunately for him, all the evidence kept coming up that there was a Savior, that Jesus really did walk the earth, that he really did die, that he really did rise again. And so it's incredible when you set out to do so. I love that story.
Yeah.
Incredible. Set out to disprove the Bible, disprove God, and in turn now is a fantastic writer and a believer, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
well, look at the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's a great turnaround.
Yeah.
Hey, Crystal Miller, who's from Los Alamos, she said she would never drive a minivan.
Yeah.
She's actually driving my minivan now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they have our minivan.
That's
now.
Hilarious.
So.
See, I don't want to say I'll never do that, but man, that's like a boat.
Oh my gosh, I just realized. I told myself I would never be the guy with the mustache who drives a panel van. And that's what I'm doing right now.
And you're that guy. That's okay, buddy. Oh. We still love you. We really do. We really do. What else we got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Something you said you would never do that you ended up doing.
Austin said, never go to church. Then my amazing friend Caleb showed me the coolest church in town. New beginnings.
Oh, yeah.
I love you and miss you, Sean.
Oh,
the Briggles.
You got some friends.
Sweet. That's just sweet.
Kyra?
I
think it's Kira.
Okay.
Said she'd never get baptized as an adult since she was baptized as an infant when she was baptized last September.
Nice! At 30 years old.
Yeah.
That's really cool. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Something you said you'd never do that you ended up doing, that's what we're talking about. Steve-O, Billiam, and Pastor Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. Got a crazy cool show coming up, and we'll talk about it here in just a few. Right now, it's a great Transparency Chaos Parade. Static Radio. Project 86. Song called Safe Haven, probably my favorite P86 song right there, actually. Love that band!
Yeah, buddy.
They will actually be here along with Righteous Vendetta, Will It, on April 28th. That's this Saturday, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. That's going down in Los Alamos.
It is, man.
At your church.
We're pumped to have this show.
Yeah, mbfla.org for all the details on it. And
or Facebook.
Yeah, facebook.com/mbfla. And yeah. P86 this Saturday, Los Alamos. It's not far.
It's not.
It's not. And they're not doing an Albuquerque show. This is it. That's the end of the tour. I mean, That's it. That's the last.
The last hurrah.
Until
they're closing the door, shutting down.
Until their next tour.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be for a while.
Now
they're working on a brand new record. They got to go home.
So here's the cool thing.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty much done with the brand new record.
Yeah.
But it's going to be cool. They've got special guest Brian Head Welch on there.
Yeah.
And so,
dude, the new record's cool going to be killer.
Yeah,
I'm really amped to finally hear new P86.
So I'm most likely going to get to hear some of their new songs because they're doing a VIP thing.
Right.
And so we get in early, meet and greet with the band, get to do a sneak peek of some of these songs. And so
really?
It's going to be really cool, man. Looking forward to
it. Are those details on the web?
Those details are on the web.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
They're also MBFLA.org.
Yep. And so the crazy thing about it is we only have 20 of those tickets, and I've already sold four of them.
Okay.
So if you are seriously interested in getting a ticket.
And 100% of the proceeds benefits your church.
Correct.
Your ministry.
Yes.
Which is cool, man.
Yeah, we're trying to build a rapport in the community of doing stuff like this. Gearing up for, we're doing a huge skate competition June 9th.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, man. And just trying to do some events in the community and reach youth culture, young culture in the town, and show them that there's cool stuff you can do, and try and be free.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, $10 isn't much for a show like this, you know, but to get a band in like this is...
I love it, and people complain, you know, like, dude, bands don't come through here, and that's usually because there's not enough support. You know, we did an entire free summer concert series this last summer.
Uh-huh.
All summer long, we had Waverly, we had Anchor and Braille, we had the Echoing Green, man, how many bands did we have for our free summer concert series last year?
Those Party on the Patios?
Yeah, man.
We had a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
that's my answer.
And they were free to everyone who came.
Yeah.
But not to us, obviously. You know, it costs thousands of dollars to put those together. And as a ministry, like you guys are, I mean, it's tough. And we need your support. We need your help. And so mystaticradio.com, actually, there's a big donate button if you'd like to be a part of the Static ministry. But yeah, concerts like this is just one way, you know, that... they can help support you.
Yeah, and we're so excited to be able to partner with Static to put events on like this and to come and work with you guys, be able to host and just have some fun and just talk. And, you know, if we reach some people through our conversation, then that's cool.
Yeah,
you know, but these are vehicles and avenues that Static's using and then churches like New Beginnings that we're using to reach a generation who is looking for hope, looking for the truth, you know, and in a relevant way. And how to do that. So
yeah, there it is.
So cool.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, man. MBFLA.org, the website, or of course Facebook.com/MBFLA. Something you said you'd never do, but ended up giving into. That's the topic right now. You can get to Facebook, chime in on it. I got to take a quick break, but coming right back, got some Cold War Kids and more with Billiam and Shambergy after this. Static Radio. Calvary Send the beggar, you're so over. Static Radio, good morning.
Yeah, over, baby.
Yeah, you're over. So over, Static Radio.
I don't ever understood the ending of that song.
Yeah, yeah. Steve-O, Billiam, and Shambergy in studio. Pastor Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship. Mm-hmm. Gearing up for your show.
Yeah.
P86, Righteous Vendetta, and Willett going down Saturday.
It's going to be a jam.
7 p.m.
Dude, Project 86 throws down so
hard. They do.
At their shows.
I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest. I was kind of bummed because Andrew's friend, you know, like, went to his wedding type friend. You know what I mean? Like, I consider him a bro.
Yeah.
But before, I was a fan. You know what I mean? I loved the band beforehand. And then we really got to know each other and become friends. And it's different. It's a different experience for me. He's so intimidating on stage.
Yeah.
Before. And now that we're friends, I'm like, it's like, it's Andrew. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, Andrew, I used to love those shows.
If you don't know Andrew Schwab on a personal level,
it's absolutely terrifying.
He will freak you out.
Yeah.
Because he just messes with people.
Yeah.
Like, he'll sit there with, like, cold stone facial expressions.
He really does.
And respond to you with, like, yes.
Yeah.
Period. Like, it's like, wait, you don't have more input to say? Did I say something wrong? Do you want me to leave? Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Project 86 this Saturday starts at 7 p.m. NBFLA.org for all the details. Now, we were talking about things you said you would never do that later on you gave into.
Amy said she would never let her hubby get a Harley, but she has to admit she loves it.
Oh. Amy, you should talk to my wife. I used to have one. Then I got married and had kids.
Yeah.
And now I have none. Zero.
That is one thing that I said I would never do that I've stuck
Rock
by
a it. Motorcycle?
Yeah.
See, and that's my thing right now. I've little ones, man. You know what I mean?
My dad was killed on a motorcycle, so.
And there
so
it is.
It's kind of like, like, yeah.
And there
and
it
I
is.
I miss my dad.
Wow,
and so
way
I
to
don't...
take it all like extreme.
Sorry.
And...
Okay.
Motorcycles.
I like motorcycles.
Interesting.
Though. I love motorcycles. They're cool.
I've ridden motorcycles since I was 10. I got my first dirt bike, so it's kind of stuck with me now. But I realize, like, then yesterday I was driving down the freeway on the way to work, and I blew into like a giant clump of moths.
Right.
And I realized, like, this is pretty dangerous. Like,
yeah.
This hurts,
dude. Fully.
Sometimes.
I got hit square in the forehead by a beetle because I was too cool. I was just wearing sunglasses. I wasn't wearing a helmet, and a beetle knocked me in the forehead, and I almost fell off my bike. So it swerved and like regained control. But I was driving down Wyoming, and I mean, biggest beetle in the universe. Just
dude, how do you think that beetle feels?
Hit me. Well, he's dead.
Oh,
yeah, he died.
It's all over
impact.
Your face.
But dude, split my forehead open.
Well, you should have saw it coming.
Yeah, not no.
Obstacles in the road.
Just think of those bugs or those rocks that hit the windshield and crack the windshield. Those hit your skull if you're stupid and don't wear a helmet.
Yeah, so. Seriously. Yeah, driving with these moths yesterday, I kind of felt like I was light speed in the Millennium Falcon because you don't see anything. Then all of a sudden, you've got like half a second tops of there's this incoming black speck at you. So I was weaving my head, dodging these moths.
What's a Millennium Falcon?
What?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. No way.
You're too cool to ask that question.
Yeah, true story. We got a huge list of things people... Let's recap some of them. Things people said they would never, ever do and then did.
Surprise! Really cool is one of the most common answers is people saying, I would never go to church.
Yeah.
Or I would never believe in God.
Yeah.
And then that changes.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible some of the testimonies that we've heard so far of people saying, yeah, I said I would never, ever, ever
right?
submit to this.
And then, of course, a lot of people said they would never drive a minivan.
Yeah.
But Sarah Chavez loves her swagger wagon.
Yeah.
Her words, not mine.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm thinking that that's the inevitability of my situation right now because we're, you know, my wife's pregnant and that's baby number 3 and we're going to be outnumbered and 5 is such an odd number to have in like a, you know,
right.
2-row car, basically.
Then kids are picking on each other all lined up in the back seat. Illucent. Local artist of Static said, I'd never get married or have kids, but by God's grace, I'm both husband and a father, and it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm in this pre-state right there because marriage and kids just sounds so like, oh,
awful
to me
to
right now. But I know one day something's going to change my mind.
Yeah. You never know, man.
Sunny would never get a tattoo, but now she's in her 40s, has several.
Wow. Designing the next one right now, she said.
Mm.
Right on. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Dude, we're like out of show.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
It flies by.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was already 9:50.
Now I got to go home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you got to drive back to Los Alamos and hug your daughters that you don't love.
I love my daughters.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, I want to make that very clear that you absolutely love
I do love
daughters.
My daughters.
Yeah. And I love your daughters.
Yeah.
They're sweethearts.
I love your boys.
Yeah.
They're great
pretty
boys.
Cool. You want to trade?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would never do that. That would be the worst thing in the world.
True story. True story. Don't ever, ever, ever joke on a comedic morning show
very
ever
sorry.
Again. You're a
very
jerk.
Very sorry.
You're a jerk.
You know my oldest daughter, Treya, her favorite word right now is literal.
Literal?
Literally.
Literal. Everything.
Literal. Like, just like, literal?
Like, literal.
Like, how do you use
literal.
Just literal in a sentence? Because people use literally in a sentence all the time,
right.
But...
I would literally never do this.
It's everything she does.
Literal.
Like, we literally, Dad. Like
literally.
Literal.
Literally.
Like, literal.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I had to stop doing that because grammatically? Is it grammatically?
Grammatically.
Yes,
but
it is.
It's grammar. Why isn't it grammatically? Is that grammatically incorrect?
No.
Oh.
Because we live in America.
America.
And we make up our own words.
Grammatical. It's grammatical.
Grammatical.
It's grammatical.
Grammar.
Grammarerical. Grammarerical.
Fail.
Literally.
Wow. Literally. On that, we're out. We out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Feel free to go back and laugh and enjoy all of the other listener comments on that this morning. Something you said you'd never do, but ended up giving into. I love it.
And just for the record, V-necks are manly.
Oh, man. Yeah.
One of these days, debatable. Steve-o, you'll grow up.
I will never wear a V-neck.
Because your wife doesn't like them.
Ever.
If she liked them, I'm sure you'd be sporting it tomorrow.
True story. Probably, actually, because that's the way it works. Things I say I'll never do, and then she says, you should do this. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
We're out. Peace. See you tomorrow. Static.